Shalom, shalom, brethren. It's another moment of refreshing on the daily devotion as I share from the sacred scriptures, words of life from the throne of grace. I pray that these words be a blessing to you and keep you and preserve you until the day of the Lord. Amen. We are still looking at Matthew chapter 5. And we've been from verse 3, the poor in spirit, and now we are looking at verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, as we advance in this curse to maturity and the fullness of Christ, to the stature of a perfect man, we know that there are certain changes that are likely to occur in our spirit man, just as it does in the physical man. In the physical man, we notice certain adjustments of the body organs towards maturity, and gradually these changes shapes us and gives us our identity. Sometimes it tells us whether it tells us more that we are male and that we are female. It tells us more if we are going to be tall or we are going to be short. Permit me to use the word short. It tells us more if we are going to be plumpy, chubby, or we are going to be slender. These are the stages of our life that is very, very important in growth, in heading towards maturity. It tells us about our position. And also, we also develop certain appetites, sometimes that comes naturally and otherwise. It could be due to our environment or due to certain exposure that we have. And these desires defines our character, our looks, it defines our nature. And if God is not so kind to us, or would I say if we are not so favored, sometimes as we grow physically, the devil also brings his fairy darts and throws it to us. It comes into our heart, and there we are filled with so many kinds of burning passion, lusts, desires, that tends towards obsession, that we, though we do not want it, we don't wish for it, but nevertheless we can't suppress it because it's coming from inside. And there's no amount of advice that you will give, no amount of books that you will read that might be able to conquer such kind of appetite, such kind of desires. So you become hungry for those things. Lust of the flesh, pride of life, lust of the eyes. So these things happen as we grow. But when we come to God, what He does is that He reveals our true identity to us, and we begin to mourn and cry and see that, oh, we are in the new kingdom, but we are not fit for it. And then He comes by His Spirit to comfort us with the sincere milk of the gospel, which gradually takes away those things from us, gradually cleans us from all our mess, cleans us from all our sins. And then He begins to teach us to be humble, to be meek. Even when we are cleansed from our sins, and after we have recognized what we were, it makes us humble, it makes us meek. Now that these things have been taken away from us, now that this desire, worldly desire, has been taken away from us, we are empty. And God wants to fill us with Himself. Because the aim is to be like God, is to be like Jesus Christ. He wants to fill us with Himself. But how will He do this thing? How is He going to fill us up?
he doesn't want to feel someone who is full already. Else such a person is going to spill it off. There's going to be a spillover. So God doesn't want a spillover. So what does he do? He comes in and brings and gives us a thirst, hunger for him. We begin to have this craving. You know, when someone is hungry, he's willing to do anything to satisfy this need. How much more when someone is thirsty? When someone is thirsty, it is even more critical compared to when someone is hungry. Now, God, Jesus Christ, combined these two cravings together to describe what a spiritual man will, what a man who is born of the Spirit, what he will feel as he advances towards maturity. He becomes hungry and thirsty, not for anything but for righteousness. And nothing can satisfy this unsatiable need except God himself. So this man becomes very hungry, very thirsty, and can only be filled with the feel of the abundance of from God's household. He's thirsty, and his thirst can only be quenched by the streams of life that comes from God, the water of life. So this man becomes very hungry. That's why how we become so much hungry that we need more of God. And the deeper the hunger, the deeper or the more of God we have. If we are so hungry for God, then he will fill us so much. So the more the desire, the more of God we have. That's why I said this particular phase of our lives shapes us. Because everyone that is born, whether we like it or not, we advance, whether slowly or rapidly, toward there must be growth. Whether it's a rapid growth or it's a slow growth, there must be growth in a child. There must be growth in any life. So also, there is growth in the spiritual life. So God begins to create that hunger in us just because he wants to fill us. And we are not hungry for anything but righteousness. And that's why Jesus could say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. It is one who is hungry that can seek. It is not a wish. Hunger is not a wish. Thirst is not a wish. It is a desire. It is a burning passion. The passion that we once had for the world is not as strong as the passion that God puts in us. Amen. And that is why David could describe, he said, in dry and weary land where there is no water, my soul longeth for you. Because the deep will have to call to the deep. God wants to fill us, but we have to be hungry for him. So the deep will have to be hungry for the deep, so that there can be a filling. Amen. Because the truth is that there is nothing you want to, that you cannot define a man by what enters into the man. What enters into a man depends on the calling from inside. So it once comes out, there's something that must call from something outside. So the same way the hunger from inside, it's placed in there by God, and it begins to draw the things of God to himself. Now, because this woman who have received Christ, who has been taught of God, he has come to the stage whereby milk can no longer satisfy. That is why he's now hungry. So you give him the milk, he's still hungry. What is he looking for? He's looking for more of God. He's looking for deeper things that has to do with the kingdom. Because he needs to grow to maturity to become the fullness of Christ, to the stature of a perfect man. So definitely, milk cannot solve his problem at this point in time. He still takes milk. Even adults take milk. But it doesn't mean that he's taking the milk to fill his hunger, his thirst or his hunger. No, there is much more. Milk is only part of the nutrients. It's only part of his diet. But there is much more than the milk. The same way in the spirit, realm, there is much more than the sincere milk of the gospel. We need to grow into maturity. So at this point, that is where God has to bring us to the point of tests. Amen. Because it brings us to that point of test, that test, nothing can satisfy it. It is so strong that nothing can conquer it except God Himself. Amen. So God creates the hunger and He wants to fill us. So He comes in and He said, oh, milk can no longer satisfy. There is nothing they can do. So what do I need to do? I need to come into this person, and then thereby we begin to experience more of God. But notice that first of all, notice the trend from the point of we've been needing Christ. From then He comes to us, He cleans us, He washes us, He clothes us, He purifies us, and then He takes us to a point and teach us to be humble. He teaches us to be meek. He teaches us to be meek, and then from there He now creates the hunger in us. So that hunger is what brings about the feeling. When the Bible says that ask and it shall be given, knock and it shall open, seek and it shall find, understand that someone who have asked, who is not, if it's not so much for, if the person is not yearning for such a thing, he will only ask and go back. But when it is important, when it is more than what we can actually handle for ourselves, we go forth from asking to knocking, from knocking to seeking. We find. We are desperate. So an hungry man is desperate for God. That is where desperation comes in. And when once we are desperate for God, He will definitely come to us. So we begin to grow. He begins to fill us up. He begins to make us to the point that we are gradually coming to the point of maturity. Amen. So this is a very crucial point in the time, in the life of a Christian, in the life of one who have come into the new birth, who has been born again. It is a stage that defines us. It's a stage, the phase that tells what kind of nature we will have. If you're still burning for the things of the world, it is because they have not gotten the right passion. There must be a right passion. And I pray that God will create that hunger in us, will create the right desire in us, will create the right passion in us, so that we will want more of Him, we will seek more of Him, we will crave for more of Him, and He will definitely fill us, because it is a promise. He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. What will happen? They will be filled. And what will they be filled with? Nothing else but God. Because righteousness is God. And if we are thirsty, if we are hungry for Him, He will definitely come to you, to us. He said, draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you. May the Lord bless you richly, in Jesus' name. Amen.